The apprentice ignored it all. While the illusion held, he moved his hand a very slight distance to his right. The sensation of containing a vast million-ton machine in the tip of one finger was deeply disorienting. He felt as though every muscle fiber, nerve, and bone groaned along with the metal seams and joists of the ship. What it felt, he felt too. And even a small acceleration had a profound effect on such a large scale. It resisted with all the momentum it possessed. Hatches swung open, rivets popped, bulkheads twisted, pipes burst. The Star Destroyer didn't appear to have moved much in the sky. It was still coming in low on the horizon, aiming to pass over him and strafe him from above. He shifted his hand a second time, but instead of changing its course, he mistakenly gave it a slight tumble. He needed to apply the force the right way for this to work, taking the growing forces of friction and the shifting of its center of gravity into account. A spinning Star Destroyer would do more damage than one burying itself nose first into the cannon and its superstructure. Damage was good when it came to destroying the Emperor's handiwork, but too much damage could destroy him, and perhaps the rogue shadow as well, under a deadly rain of molten shrapnel. "Bring it down in one piece," he told himself. "Bring it down hard." The ship growled and squealed in metal torment. He was getting the hang of it. He could see how its course was slowly shifting. As wide across as his outstretched hand now, it was hitting the atmosphere at a steeper angle than he had intended, burning bright red and already gouting a trail of black smoke and sparkling debris. The Star Destroyer was really picking up speed now. The thickening atmosphere had a slight braking effect, but nothing could prevent the inevitable. It was going to hit soon. A wild exodus of droids ran past him, fleeing the crash site. Sparks danced in front of his eyes. The edges of his vision faded to black. Light and dark swirls spun around him, wraith-like. He felt momentarily faint and wondered if it was possible to dissolve into the Force. He was a speck caught in the updraft over a forest fire. Yet somehow, he had the audacity to try to command the fire to do his will. Who did he think he was? A sudden panic almost made him lose control. The Star Destroyer, now a burning, shrieking meteor, filled his entire forward vision. The hull was peeling away in fiery golden strips, each one weighing hundreds of tons, exposing the darker skeleton beneath. It looked like a death's head, a ghastly mask not dissimilar to his master's, but one molten like lava. This could well be the end of everything, he thought distantly. Of him, of his plans, of his feelings for Juno, and of the boy called Galen, who had lost a father a long time ago and whose grief had already been effectively erased. But his name had survived, and names had power. The apprentice clutched at it with desperation, needing to regain control of the Star Destroyer, lest it tear itself apart and disperse the impact. He needed to find his focus again, to ignore the feeling of dissolution eating at the edges of his self, and to tip the balance of power back toward him. Galen had stood up to Darth Vader as little more than a child. Galen had wrested the lightsaber from a Dark Lord of the Sith and stood bravely in the face of death. Galen may have been ground down by years of training in darkness since, but was he truly gone? Or had he just gone into hiding until the opportunity came to emerge back into the light? "Are you there, Galen? I need your help." No answer came. The Star Destroyer's catastrophic re-entry made the world shake. There was no time to try again. For Juno, then. He gritted his teeth and snarled at the sky. The dead weight of the Star Destroyer shifted one last time, changing its angle of descent just enough to hang together those last few hundred meters, but not enough to risk bouncing. Only seconds remained before it hit, and it was still getting bigger. It was impossible that the sky could contain so much metal. Abandoning his control over the ship, knowing there was nothing now that he could do to alter its course, the apprentice staggered backward, dazed. The force fled from him, leaving him wrung out and drained. With a sound like the world ending, the Star Destroyer completed its first and final journey. It hit the cannon exactly as it was supposed to, and the sky turned white. The ground bucked beneath the apprentice's feet. He pinwheeled, unable to find his balance, as a tsunami of junk and waste rose up ahead of him and blotted out the sun.